Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word Radio program. I'm Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. Glad to have you back. Number one on the agenda right now is to let everyone know that the website is up and running properly. We no longer have any malicious software. The hackers have been defeated. Thank you, praise the Lord. A company out of San Diego pulled us through. The great people to work with, praise God. I'll get that name and telephone number and for everyone here, sure, in the next couple programs. It's just a marvelous the work they done. Praise the Lord for the work that they did. Today, I want to talk a little bit about why be a watchman in the church world today. Why be a watchman? Well, and you know, first off, we need to probably look at the scripture. It's very simple to see multiple scriptures in the Bible. Let's start with Ezekiel 33:6. In Ezekiel, it tells us, "But if the watchman see the word and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand." In other words, if we don't warn you, if we know there's something coming, if we know there's something out there being taught, and we don't warn you about it, but we have an opportunity to warn you about it and don't, I'm guilty. I have failed the Lord. And he says in plain English, he will require my blood because I allowed you not to hear the warning, not to heed the warning of what I saw, and you could lose your soul and go to hell because I failed. That's why I'm a watchman. That's why the Lord asked me, called me to be a watchman. I accepted that call. I took it very serious, more so than maybe anybody that's not ever, maybe, you know, if you've never heard the call of God on your life, it's hard to explain, I guess. But if you truly have heard the call of God on your life, it touches you deeply. You can't get it out of your system. You just can't. That's why you see a lot of people, they start to preach in a few years, they quit. They never heard the call. They thought they wanted to do it, but they never heard the call from God himself. If God doesn't put it upon you to do this, it's not real. And that's the difference between being called by God to preach his word, to do a ministry of whatever type it might be, or just to have feelings that that's something you think you ought to do. Big, big difference. We also have multiple scriptures that take us to Acts 20, 28 through 31 tells us, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch. And remember that by the space of 3 years, I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears." That's Jesus reminding us. Listen, for 3 years I warned you people. For 3 years I taught you, warning you every, I ceased not to warn everyone, he says, night and day. But not only did he warn them for 3 years, night and day, about these things that could happen, this deceitfulness that could come up, that was going to come upon everybody, he said he'd done it with tears. How serious was he that he cried about it? He's saying he'd done it with tears. Keep in mind, everybody says there's only one scripture where it says Jesus wept, but there's more. It doesn't maybe say Jesus wept, but here's one right here. Acts 20, 28 through 31, he says, "And remember that by the space of 3 years, I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears." Matthew 7:21 tells us, 21 through 23, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the heaven kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. What does that say? How many times have you heard about how the devil can't cast out the devil? He's telling us right here, and the people ran around saying, in Jesus' name, I cast out devils, Lord. Remember that? And he says, I never knew you. See, there's so much deception out there, folks. If we don't keep our eyes open and heed the warnings that people like myself are trying to give you, folks, we're all going to fail. I'm going to fail because I didn't spread the word. You're going to fail because you didn't listen to anybody. And you're going to listen to these deceivers out there preaching, making you think everything's wonderful and everything's going to be joyful and everything is joyful and your heaven's on earth now. not thinking about it. You get caught up in that stuff. It's easy to do. It's like going to a ball game and your home teams are winning. You get all caught up in it. And that's what this is like. You get caught up in this excitement of these big mega churches with the big bands and the big name preachers, the big name guests and the big name singers. You know, the coffee shops, the bowling alleys, everything. Boy, they got everything there. You'd love it. No. That's not what the Lord intended, but you can get caught up in that stuff so easily. It's amazing. Listen to what 2 Corinthians tells us. 2 Corinthians 11, 13 through 15. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel. For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. You hear what that's saying? Do you really hear what that scripture's saying? Says there are false apostles, false preachers out there, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. They're not really from Christ. They're not really anointed by Christ. They've transformed themselves into making you think that they are. People, it's not something I'm making up. I'm reading it out of the Holy Word of God. My land sakes, listen, open your ears and pay attention. The Holy Word of God says these workers are transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And it's no wonder. It's nothing to marvel about. You know why? It's nothing to marvel about because Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if the people that are doing his work also be transformed as ministers of righteousness. You see what they're saying? These people are fooling you. They've got you hornswoggled, man. They got you buffaloed. They got you deceived. It's my job to warn everyone that hears my voice. Excuse me. It's my job to do everything in my power to get the message to any and everyone I can to hear the word. And please don't think it's all about money for me. It's not. My wife and I both work regular jobs. I do this at night in my office, a little studio in the church. I don't have a big fancy building and a big business that I call my ministry. I'm doing this because God said do it. We're not even tax deductible. We don't ask for donations hardly at all, just a little bit if we can get it, just to kind of help pay the way because it's so hard on us to do it. So it's not about the money. It's because God said so. And that's all it's about for us. The last verse I'm going to put on you here is 2 Timothy 4, 2 through 5. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves, listen, teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables, But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Hear what the Lord's saying? He's not saying just go out there and preach. Make full proof of it. Preach in season, out of season. Reprove everything. Rebuke those that are wrong. Exhort those that it needs to be. With all long suffering and doctrine. Use doctrine to back it up. For the time will come when they won't want to endure any sound doctrine. They don't care. All they want to do is go after their own lust. And that's what we're seeing in today's world, people. It's what we're seeing in today's world. It's sickening. Don't you get it? It's sickening. It's gross. It's an abomination to the Lord Himself. It's blasphemous. They lie to the Holy Spirit day after day after day after night after night after night, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. These preachers absolutely act like they're just on fire for God when all they're doing is on fire for themselves. Deceiving people. And if they're deceiving people, which we can prove they are, whose work are they doing? It's certainly not God's, and it's not their own, because there's only two powers to follow, God and Satan. There's two powers on this earth that we have to worry about, the good and the bad. God, Satan. God, Satan. Good, bad. Pretty easy, black and white, not hard to figure out. That's what, and so many people say, oh, but don't touch my anointing. Don't touch my anointing. We're going to do a program on that too sometime. But listen, it's not about touching the anointed. It's about preaching the truth. The truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help me God. You used to hear that in a courtroom, but you don't hear that much anymore, do you? So help me God. The great I am, help me if I'm preaching something that's not the truth. Have somebody point it out to me and show me where I'm wrong. And folks, I'm here to help you. That's my job. That's my goal. That's my calling in life, is to help you see that there's deceivers out there. That's why I'm a watchman. That's why other people around are watchmen. We'll have a list of one program I'll have some guests on, and we'll also do a list of the good watchmen that are out there being good Bereans, testing everything against the word, watching on the walls, trying to protect you from these ravenous wolves that are killing souls and throwing them into hell day after day after day. People dying without the Lord, while these people are getting rich and laughing about it. Bragging about $5,000 suits and $20, $30 million airplanes and Rolls Royces. God wants me to have a Rolls Royce, Fred Price said. I have to have a Rolls Royce. Well, I'm not going to drive up a Volkswagen. You see, they want their little heaven on earth. Well, they can have their little heaven, but you know what? Like the Lord had said, they already have their reward. When the time comes, when they pass away, they get no more reward. They get the punishment. So they can have their little heaven on earth if that's what they want. But we don't want it, do we? We'll see you again tomorrow, folks. God bless you. The Bible, the infallible word of God. Ask yourself this question. Does your church pastor preach the true word of God, or do you find yourself hearing things in sermons that seem to be contrary to what the Bible teaches? Forgotten Word Ministries is a ministry dedicated to the exposing of false teachings in the church world today. Visit www.forgottenword.org today to learn how preachers have distorted the holy word of God to suit themselves and thereby are corrupting the message Jesus Christ taught. www.forgottenword.org